The Upstate Alliance for the Creative Economy, aka ACE, is a not-for-profit organization dedicated to promoting and growing the creative industries in the Capital Region. This Wednesday, ACE is hosting a Creative Economy Mixer at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Corey Aldrich is here with us now to tell us about the event. Welcome, Corey.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys taking a moment to help us get the word out.
So will you tell us about the Upstate Alliance for the Creative Economy, or ACE?
Yeah, ACE has been around a few years now in a couple of slightly different variations. This particular variation that we're in now has formalized itself in a not-for-profit that represents creative economy organizations, which could be not-for-profit historic organizations, or it could be a place like the Troy Music Hall. It could also represent individuals like myself, who is a freelance creative producer that works with artists and musicians. Generally, it's about providing a platform for creative individuals to get together, share best practices, and to be able to promote the creative economy in our region, which is all the cool people that we like to hang out with.
What should people know about the mixer on Wednesday?
Well, we're really excited. We basically have a monthly event that we do in the eight counties of the Capital Region. And so this particular version is going to be hosted in Rensselaer County, which is Troy, of course, and that will be at the Troy Music Hall. We're actually rolling out something really cool at this one that we're very excited. We've been working on for about a year and a half now, gathering input from the community, people who are working daily as either freelancers or part of organizations that provide entertainment and other resources like that in our community, and it's a job hub. So basically, if you're a up-and-coming actor or performer or musician or artist or game programmer or maybe a freelance architect, this is kind of a job hub that you would be able to go to and find jobs specifically targeted for people that are in creative fields. So you wouldn't have to dig through a bunch of other types of things like on Monster.com. It would be very regionally focused, so it's trying to be a resource for creative folks to be able to sustain themselves economically doing what they love, what their passion is, and what they're good at.
And so when you say job hub, is this similar to a job fair where there'll be booths and people hiring for specific positions, or is it more like a networking mixer where you're walking around having ad hoc conversations and passing out business cards?
Excellent question. It is not a job fair. So these events are networking events. Think of kind of like if you've ever been to like a chamber event or something like that, but specifically geared towards people who are creative folks. So it's not uncommon to see someone like an architect sitting down with a fire spinner having a conversation about how they could develop a project together. That sounds crazy that an architect would have a fire spinner, you know, when you think they build buildings and the other's working with fire. But what happens when you get creative people together is so much different than when you get typical industry folks together. I think it's just the way creative people think. They're always finding ways to collaborate with one another. And that's been the most exciting thing about this project for me. I was brought on to represent freelance professionals, having been a freelancer for about 10 years now. And so one of the things that consistently has come up is there's a lack of place for somebody to go that is one of those two very diverse disciplines where they could find other people who are looking for collaborators or people who are hiring from their company, somebody who might have those skills. So it could be a freelance position that somebody's looking for, a web designer, let's say, or it could be somebody in downtown Troy that has a startup architectural firm and they're looking for somebody who just graduated from RPI. So there will be a bank of computers there, and people will have the ability to sign up and become a part of this in our initial rollout and rendition of that. The rest of the event itself is really geared towards a networking event, and we also have a very popular feature, which is kind of a panel-type group discussion, which is a sharing of best practices based on specific topics that we go over. And I think this particular one is, how do we, in the historic and traditional arts, create a sustaining audience? So that's something that's going to be spearheaded by the director of Albany Pro Musica, and I think the director of the Rensselaer County Historical Society.
So, very cool. How many people do you expect to attend?
Well, the interest has been really great in these particular events. We are currently, RSVP list is over 200 people. We also do food and beverage tastings. So we have Rare Form and Smaltz Brewing doing a little tasting there. And Gina from Sunhees, who many of your listeners will know of, she's a very big supporter of us, and we work very closely with her on a number of projects.
So you yourself are a member of this Creative Economy as the owner and operator of 2440 Design Studio. And, you know, have you found the ACE to be particularly helpful to you?
ACE, I feel, has been very helpful to me. First of all, they employ me as a freelance professional, which is really great. A lot of times when you work in the creative industries, you're asked to do a lot of free gigs. And, you know, we all like to support people that we love and we like to help them out. But as freelancers, we need to be sustainable too. And ACE really understands that, because the core of people who are deeply involved on the street of ACE every day are freelance professionals. The director, Maureen Sager, is a freelance professional. So it's really about figuring out, like, for example, we have entertainment segments at these events also. We just like to pack in a lot of stuff. So I'll do like a entertainment highlight. And one of my job, part of my job description is to identify proper entertainment. This particular time, we're going to have a short Broadway performance by a couple of professional singers and pianists that are part of Albany Pro Musica. And then we also have a somebody who lives locally but is an international artist that owns a company called Glowing Pictures, and he does really these amazing video projection art, and he vectors it out into the architectural aspects of a space. So we're going to do a little demo of that on the stage. This is just a wonderful example. His name's Owen Bush, of what our region has to offer. I mean, this guy's done Electric Daisyland. He's traveled all over the world doing these amazing projections. And here he's going to be doing one for us right here in Troy, New York, at the Troy Music Hall.
Cool. How does ACE think about issues like job security and benefits for freelance professionals?
It's something that's of great interest to us. How to bring up discussions that allow folks to be able to provide input so that we can communicate that to those who are in the decision-making positions around us. So one of the things that we've noticed more recently is we have a lot more of our local represented and regional represented people coming to our representatives, I mean, coming to our events because they want to hear more about what's going on. If you look at some of the amazing locations in our region that are just like the places that are fun to be and that are really blowing up with all these great venues and things, like I think of like Kingston or Catskill or Troy.
Yeah.
You know, all those places are being built by creative economy folks. You know, you go to Catskill and Hilo is there. Hilo, Liam and Laura, amazing people. Liam is a composer, I mean, who has a vision for building this community scene that's based around coffee and music and art. And, you know, it's just in Kingston last night. I mean, that's a little below our region, but I think it's another good example of what's going on. The Kingston Artist Collective, and there was just this amazing seasoned cellist doing a performance. It was a donation at the door. He's a single, you know, player, musician who walked away with $300 from the door that night. So, you know, the community does outreach and help support, but we also need people on our representative level to also take into consideration the needs of people who maybe because they're siloed and individually disparate, because, hey, I'm a freelancer working out of a small office space, or somebody's working out of, you know, the Bull Moose Club in Albany. How do we get our voice together so that people can understand what our needs are? Specifically, a lot of times that has to do with insurance and being able to get contractually paid when somebody, let's say, chooses not to pay you because they think, oh, you're just an artist, I'm not going to pay you. Well, guess what? That mural costs a lot of money for me to put up. You commissioned it. You should be paying for it. How do we help folks to understand what their legal rights are so that they can continue to run professional businesses for themselves, even as creatives?
Yeah. So to that end, you're talking about bringing in the representatives and having sort of you described ACE as not really a union per se, but sort of a group of people that are trying to make common cause with the work that they're trying to do. Does ACE propose any specific legislation or support any legislation, such as, you know, the New York Medicare for All bill that's coming up? You know, because you were explaining the issues of being, you know, entrepreneurs and, you know, gig economy and, mm-hmm. and insurance and everything else. Yep. So is there any level of organization around actual policy that ACE is doing?
I wouldn't say ACE is involved with those particular movements right now. That would be more of a question for the director because she works on so many different levels. My interaction with the organization has been specifically on the ground helping to put together events and bring together folks to help them understand that we even exist, because we are somewhat new within the last couple of years. But when you're trying to cover an 8-county region, it takes a while for that message to saturate deeply into the public and into the community. So, you know, I know there's definitely ongoing conversations with all of us about healthcare. It's a huge thing. It's a huge thing for everybody, but specifically freelancers. So whether there is an official position to support specific things, I wouldn't be able to speak to that at my level.
Fair.
Can you tell us anything more about the event this Wednesday?
Do people need to RSVP?
RSVP?
Or who should come?
Music?
Yeah, I would say if you're involved in freelance gigging or creative economy type jobs or have an interest in those types of things, we would probably be a good fit for you to come. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is you come to an amazing event that doesn't cost you anything and you say, gee, that's not really for me. But we find more and more that we're getting people that we wouldn't expect, because another thing that's not uncommon for creative folks is to have a full-time day gig and then be doing a side gig. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say I'm a musician, I play out on the weekends. But maybe I'm deciding that I'm tired of that 9-to-5 and I want to try and transition into a professional music career. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of people that you're going to meet at these events that can help you to do that, whether you were a painter or any of those things. So, you know, it's a real thing. We just did an event at the Lumberyard in Catskill, which is a historic restoration project on a certain level in that it's maintaining historic space in the inventory, but they've reconfigured it. It used to be an old lumber yard, and they've created I believe it's like a 3-story black box space that now is attracting film production work. So that means a lot of folks in our region now are going to be able to get the opportunity to not have to travel to New York City, possibly, to be able to participate in filmmaking. And filmmaking is something that has a great following in our region. There's a lot of people who are trying to make a living doing that. And there's actually some people who do quite well doing that in our region. So having these new creative facilities really has a dramatic impact. Like, Catskill's going to be transformed by this, but it's going to be transformed creatively. And they have a commitment there to providing community space for people to utilize, to be able to do their own self-productions and be able to spend time there on the what will be a nicely appointed campus. So the difference between creative institutions, I think, is that we do try and integrate into the community, and we do try and provide resources for the community around us to be able to take advantage of, also to be able to enrich their lives. And I think it's something that we need to continue to promote, to help folks on a legislative level to understand what I call the disproportionate impact of the creative class, because not only are we flexible and hard workers, but we just make places way cooler to hang out and to live. You know, let's be real. I might be biased, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Are you hearing a little bias in there?
We have confirmation bias, you know, I think, on all sides of
it. Well, the way I look at it is I'm just a guest, so if I choose to have a little bias, you know.
That's your prerogative.
That's right. You guys have to be careful, but
that's
not really
fine,
I guess.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on and speaking with us.
Yeah, so final thing, if you want to find out more, upstatecreative.org is the official website. And then the event at the Troy Music Hall this Wednesday will be from 5:30 until 7:30. I would be punctual because it's going to be mobbed.
Great.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's always nice to come on and speak to you folks. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You're making a difference.
Thank you. That was Corey Aldrich of 2440 Design Studio and ACE telling us about this Wednesday's Creative Economy Mixer. The mixer is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. Visit upstatecreative.org to learn more.